Let's go surfing now. Everybody's learning how. Come on a safari with me.
I'm delighted to be sharing my experience with you across Radio Kangaroo. We'll start off with the places I've been to. The first night, we stayed at Wodonga Holiday Park on Lake Hume, a massive body of water and a kid-friendly holiday park. I recommend it for family holiday trips if you want to travel and get a bit of warm weather. It's got bouncy pillow, indoor trampoline, tennis court, basketball ring, a pool, a spa. Yeah, and it's good for bike riding around there and, of course, the lake. Second night, we stayed there for two nights with Mothstar. We arrived late in the afternoon. It's a small little country town near Bowral, where Donald Bradman grew up. And the purpose of the stop there of Mothstar was to go to the Bradman Museum. And we spent a full day there, and it was very good fun. We got to go on the oval where he grew up and played cricket. It's a very nice oval. Me and my brother explain the oval as MCG grass, so that was good. We went for a walk around the block to see where he lived, the movies where he went to, the church, the school, and all that. The actual museum was very interesting. We could read history about him, and one of the facts was that when he was actually 12, he played in the first 11 and won the game by making 37 runs in the first innings and 29 in the second innings, I think it was. So that was a good inning, good first game. And then there was all this other fascinating thing. You could listen to headphones and you could choose ex-players and current players, cricket players, and listen to what they say and how they like cricket and how they grew up. So that was very interesting. Third stop, we stayed there for 5 days, was Toowoon Bay, 1 hour north of Sydney. Another kid-friendly holiday park, bouncy pillow, good for bikes. That's good. That was a good one. A lovely view from our site of the water, both sides. If you look west and you look right, there's lovely water. Another recommended family spot to go to if you want to get more weather. Good, all right surf, good for kids. And then, Single Bay, which we've been for a few nights, and that's right across the road from the beach. No bouncy pillow or anything, but it's a good spot next to the beach, good little surf, there's beaches around it. Wildlife. First day at Toowoon Bay, we saw a whale, as well as a couple of days later, 60 to 100 dolphins, which was very good. and the whale was just amazing. It was white belly and just flipping every 2 minutes or so. It was really fascinating. Kangaroos, I've seen bit of kangaroos, bit of everywhere. I've seen rabbits at Single Bay and also at Wodonga. We've seen possums at Moss Vale and lots of nice birds. Heading into the surf. Strong undertow at Toowoong Bay. Not much surf, but good-sized waves, because strong undertow didn't feel that safe. We surfed at Shelly Beach and Toowoong Bay, and also Single Bay. Single Bay, nice little surf, safe, nice roll-in, 3 to 4 foot waves every day we surfed. Every day we surfed so far, apart from day, because it's been very windy and yucky weather, so that hasn't been too good. The food. Toowoong Bay Golf Club we stayed at with our friends. I had fish and chips there, and it was quite nice. Looked over the golf course. I gave that an 8.5 out of 10. Last night we went to the Single Bay Sports Club. Had fish and chips again. We entered a raffle for the raising money for the fishing club. Lucky enough, we won twice, but because we're only in a caravan, we could only fit only a little amount. So we won two, but we gave one back. So we got a breakfast plate, and that was tomato, bacon, eggs, and sausages, and I gave that fish and chips 7 out of 10. We've also been to the Longboat Cafe in Single Bay, which was nice. We had a lion spider there, and also Toowoong Bay Surf Life Saving Club, where we had hot chocolate, chips, yeah. Friends we've made along the way. At Wodonga, interestingly, we saw Walter Baker and his family first night, which was very fun and coincidence. At Toowoong Bay, I met two Mitchells. They were nice, friendly. Two girls, Abby and Maddie. Two twin, identical twin brothers, Jamin and Macklin, and his mate and their mates Callum. Their mate Callum, who was we played a bit of rugby with, which was good. And then Single Bay, we met a girl called Tate, who we played. Very sporty kid, nice kid. Played soccer, cricket, badminton. She tried every sport that we wanted to play, which was good. Highlights. We walked to the top of Mount Tomaree, which is in Shell Bay, which is right next to Single Bay. It's a lovely view of the port. And the fact about the Port Stephens is the Port Stephens Harbour is 2 times bigger than Sydney Harbour, which is it's really big and it's lovely. Another highlight, surfing at Single Bay. It's been lovely waves, great size, like nice roll-ins, 3 to 4 foot waves, as I said. And the whale and dolphins at Toowoong Bay was just awesome. Really good. Not much more to add. Hope you enjoyed it. And also, I am running a daily blog. If you would like to follow that, go to surfingsafari, which is one word, .edublogs.org, surfingsafari.edublogs.org. I'll be broadcasting next week at Seal Rocks. Enjoy the day. Cheers, Dylan.
1, 2, 3, 4.